You are Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Wednesday to you. For a minute, I forgot what day of the week it was, but happy Wednesday to you. It's early in the morning. I'm getting ready to get out of here. I have a flight to Miami. The Sixers have a practice today in anticipation for tomorrow's game. It's April 18th. It's 4:41 in the a.m. I want to talk to y'all about Joel Embiid. But before I do that, I'm a little tell y'all how disappointed I am with myself. I was washing clothes last night, watching the game, and then next thing you know, I fell asleep. So now I'm up washing clothes, looking at highlights of the game, and doing this podcast. So I'm a little bit behind, but I'll be all right. But anyway, Joel Embiid. You know, we all know his Twitter or his Instagram post where he voiced his frustration. And then he explained himself to ESPN reporter Ramona Shelbourne, who does a great job. So we all know about that. Like, he's frustrated that he hasn't played. For people who aren't aware, the few, you know, Embiid missed the last 10 games, which included the first two games of this Eastern Conference playoff series with the Miami Heat due to suffering a fractured orbital bone near his left eye on March the 28th against the New York Knicks. So Embiid really wants to play. The Sixers are being extremely cautious. From the outside looking in, it looks like the Sixers are being a little bit too cautious. And it looks like they're holding him back. And the fans and a couple other people are disappointed. And they feel like Embiid has a right to be upset. To me, that's where it gets tricky. Tricky in the sense of, I know he wants to play. I know he wants to be out there with his teammates. But this isn't the first time he suffered this injury. I mean, we have to go back and think back to when he was his lone year in Kansas and he suffered an injury to his orbital bone. And he had to wear goggles. Now he suffered this other one by running into Markelle Fultz's shoulder. Now, if he comes back too soon, that could be the end of Joel Embiid's career. I mean, serious. I mean, that's the one thing I think that people don't understand. Like, the fact that this is the second time that he's injured his orbital bone, if he could injure it again before it's 100% fully healed, his vision could be altered in a way, at the worst case, that he could go blind in that eye. So when in the past, when you hear about, hey, we don't want him playing back-to-back, we don't want him doing this and that, you know, you say, like, man, the team is being too cautious. Let the guy play. But then when you see that it's something about an orbital bone and they say it's 2 to 4 weeks and we're going on 3 weeks or something like that, you'll say, hey, what's wrong with a couple more days? Because let's face it, This guy is going to get a $146.5 million extension. He won't get the money, all of the money, if he doesn't play in X amount of games. So from a monetary standpoint, if you're his agent or if you're people in his family, you're saying, yo, you want to make sure you're 100%. Not only that, we're talking about his eye. We're talking about his face being broken. We're not talking about an ankle. We're not talking about a foot. We're not talking about a knee. We're talking about his face. And when you look at how physical the Miami Heat play, you saw the elbow that Kelly Olynyk threw. Can you imagine if Embiid was there and if he would have hit him in the eye? Now, again, I know he wants to play. I know he's frustrated. And I know he's probably going to come back soon. Heck, he may even play tomorrow. I mean, he's put pressure on the organization. And they have to rethink some things. And he goes from standing there watching practice to now practicing, to now being evaluated, and all this other stuff. So if he doesn't play this game, expect him to play the one afterwards. You know, that's just how it's going to be. But all I'm saying is I can see why the team is cautious. It makes a lot of sense. Here's a guy who's the franchise. You care about his career. You care about him. And for me, they're being cautious is a whole lot better than saying, son, we really need to win this playoff series. And it's by any means. So you go out there, if you mess your eye up, so be it. We'll go draft someone else. We don't have to pay you this money. Yeah, Key, we don't have to pay you this money. That's one way of getting out of it, of all of it, all of the contract. And we're good. But no. They're talking about the guy's health. So you got to commend them for that. But again, I know people around the league who's saying, hey, if you're cleared to play, then you need to play. The 76ers may never get here again. I mean, as much as we talk about the Sixers going to be the team in the future, nothing's guaranteed. They're on a great ride. He's their best player. With that being said, you need him. And that's what people are saying. And I get it. But the same people that are going to say that, that are saying that, the fans and the people in other organizations are going to be the same folks to say, man, why did they bring him back? Why did they allow him to play? He just messed his eye up again. Man, they destroyed his career. See, they'll say that if he gets injured. They'll say they don't care about the kid. So, for me, in closing, I know that a lot of people think that he should play. I mean, the Sixers will welcome back in open arms. All I'm trying to share is why they're cautious right now of letting him play. It's not about holding him back. It's about how severe this injury is that he just received a couple weeks ago on March the 28th. This is no joke. It's not just as easy as throwing a mask on and you're okay. Because let's face it, this isn't the first time it happened. And each time, the injury gets worse. To the point where his vision could be impaired for the rest of his life if he takes another blow to it. Thank you and have a great day. Let me get back here to washing these clothes so I can pack. And getting ready to head to the airport in a couple hours. All right, y'all. Peace.
Hey. You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.